Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Today's show is a special broadcast feature featuring Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, who recently retired from the United States Army. Master Sergeant Cambry, well, he's been on my show as my co-host for quite some time now. I'm here with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and we're going to talk story with Carlos Cambry about the changes that take place in military life, changing in retirement, changing to a new career, a broadening career. Perhaps as you listen to our show today, you find yourself at the very threshold. A threshold, remind you, I'm not a precipice. A precipice where you're ready to fall down, but a threshold where you're going to enter a new season of life, beautiful and strong and powerful and resourced by God. And Carlos Cambry is here to share that with us. The reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you through life stories, life testimonies, to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Did you know that right where you are today, the arms of the Lord Almighty are outstretched in the name of Jesus, right for you? Carlos Cambry has been deployed a number of times. He's been in the combat zone. He knows what it means to command thousands and to bring them back home to their spouses, to their families, to bring them back safely. He knows what it means to be in the heat of battle and yet among the throngs that come with war, the still, soft quietness of the strength that comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the ministry of the mighty Holy Spirit. Maybe in the tumult of life today, you need that still small voice. Well, the Lord will whisper to you through the testimony of Carlos Cambry. Carlos, welcome to our show.
Aloha, Danny. Aloha, Martin. Thank you.
Carlos, you're retired now.
Absolutely.
Bring us up to speed as to what's been going on with you and your life with the military.
Well, right when I was in the process of retiring, I was actually yet again given another favor from God. Ended up being offered a really nice position, still working with the military, but from the civilian sector. And this time teaching a lot of the skills and knowledge that was taught to me while in the military, which give me the opportunity and the ability to continue to work with soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marine, but from a different perspective, which also opened up a different opportunity for me in to how I can minister to them, because it was certain things that I couldn't say and do mm-hmm. while in uniform that I'm more free to say and do now and offer people you know, a relationship with God.
You know, what are some of those things that you feel that you're able to share and express?
Well, you know, now I'm completely open to be able to invite and not seemingly impressed upon them, but just invite them and share with them how and what the Lord have done in my life throughout my military career and even to this day. And many times I get a lot of young military folks, they'll come by and they'll wonder, you know, hey, you survived and you made it and you seem happy. And how did you get to that point? Because I'm miserable in my life. And that's my opportunity that I can actually let them know that I'm grateful for the skills that was learned in the military, but I know that my success itself comes from God himself.
There's nothing like speaking on a platform of experience where people are wondering how you made it. How did you get to where you are? They're going through things. They're going through difficulties. But you can speak a word of hope into their lives right when they need it. Now, the things that you're doing right now, are these things that you felt the Lord was preparing you for all along, or have they been somewhat of a surprise to you that the Lord is using you in this way?
I would honestly say, Dan, it's a combination of both. It allows me to teach, which has been a passion of mine, and I knew all along the Lord was always grooming me to teach and to be a teacher. But along the way in my military career, I picked up on computer knowledge that I just figured I needed at that moment, never to use once I departed the military. And lo and behold, I'm using it again this moment. So I would say it was actually a combination of both. You'd be surprised. And sometimes you're walking through doors and wondering, what am I doing here now, Lord? And you never know that he's setting the stage for what's yet to come. And that's something that happened in my military career. I got involved in computers, because the military was gradually evolving around technology and getting more into the technology piece. So rather than being an old soldier that shied away from it, I actually was an old soldier that got into it. And it actually, I know why now. It came to play for me now.
What are some of your observations, Carlos, about, I would talk about the military, the needs of people in the military today?
You know, things don't really change as often as we may think. With a military that's still fighting, a war in Afghanistan, a drawdown in Iraq, and the possibilities of conflict elsewhere, there's still a lot of separations in family. There's still a lot of emotional and mental and physical scars that only God can heal. But to invite them in is what seems to be the biggest problem. And that is what I feel like my responsibility is now, because I've been there with them, so I understand. And it's kind of like going back into Egypt. You go back to the people that you grew up with, because you know what God is capable of doing, because he did it with me, and to offer them that hope. Divorce is still high. As a matter of fact, it got even higher.
It did.
And, you know, the drawdown is lurking for the military. So that just means that more is expected to be done with less. And we're talking about a military that already have a very high op tempo with soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marine deploying, coming back, deploying, coming back, deploying, coming back. And so the cycle just continues. They need strong foundations around them, and they actually need for the community to appreciate them, just to hear it. You know, I always was one of those soldiers that you can lay medals out and you can lay trophies out, and that was okay. But the moment someone said thank you for your service, that meant more to me than any parade, any medal, and anything else. That meant the most, because that showed me that what I did wasn't in vain and it was appreciated. The sacrifices I had to make was appreciated.
How I'm glad you shared that, in the sense of, you know, you see someone in uniform, or I see someone in uniform, a word like that. why do you feel that? Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It seems like when you share some of those needs, it's so immense. How can one person make a difference? Sure, to say thank you. And we all ought to do that. Is there more that can be done?
Absolutely. I've always personally felt like more could be done to merge the military community and the civilian community in the church. Just the opening. You know, most people heard me say it once or twice on the show, but I was actually diagnosed with full-blown PTSD. And one of the things that helps me daily, and even the doctor admitted and realized to that, was I have a strong relationship with God, and I meet on a regular basis with military folks as well as civilian folks that I have grown close to that I can share. It's a safe net for me, and so I can share and process. And so for a person that have lived deeply in the combat zone and seen and did some of the things I had to see and do, for me to walk around the way I do virtually unscathed, that is just a testament to who God surrounded me with during this season in my life. And so I think that offering and having those things available, not just as a program, because the military has programs, but as something where people really connect and you can feel the genuine love and gratitude, makes a significant difference.
Somebody this very moment maybe thinking, how could I connect? I want what you want. I want what you have. I need what you have. Or my spouse needs that. I mean, if I've tried these other things, if Carlos, if that's what's going to help, how do I get that? When we come back from our break, we want to move forward and go deeper and further in processing how to get that, how to get healing, how to get wholeness, full-blown PTSD.
Yeah.
You've got it, Carlos. I think as we go to break, there might be somebody listening today who has full-blown PTSD, or someone very close who knows someone else who has it. Help us. Help them. Help that person. Share more when we come back. Carlos Cambry speaking out of his life experience from military combat to healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Full-blown PTSD. What is that, someone may ask? Post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a condition that comes when you experience tremendous tragedy, tremendous impact, the human brain, the body, the human life, things that we were not meant to see, experience, hear, and do. These are inexpressible things. So we put it together in an acronym, PTSD, the condition that many of our military warriors live with on a daily basis. Carlos Cambry is a retired Master Sergeant with the United States Army. The Lord is using him. He's our featured guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. As we speak about these very deep heart life issues, you may be saying, I'm connecting, I'm hearing this. I want to hear more. What did he say? You might be just tuning in right now at this segment. What was said at the beginning part? You can hear the rest of the show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can also download it and pass it on to someone else. You can listen to it as many times as you need or want, but share it with someone because you can bring hope to them. A big thank you to our sponsors, Kualopo Painting Incorporated and Birch Union Service right here on School Street, as well as those of you who join with us in our financial partnership, our listening supporters. A big thank you to you as well.
You know, Carlos, the idea of post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, for us, like myself, I'm not part of the military. So perhaps you can share from your perspective what it is so that we can begin to understand how we can support the soldier that's coming back. Or some, there may be someone out there that's going through this, not really realizing. And once you put a label on it, I think it's easier to treat or deal with it. But what did you go through? What is your experience with this so that we can appreciate and act on it?
My initial experience with it, actually my wife noticed my actions as I was trying to hide them. It was during the holidays, shortly after I got back from combat the first time. And with the fireworks and all gone off and a loud boom, it put me in a set state of mind. And she seen me nearly freeze in place. And that's when I really realized, and I had to admit to her, that I was actually dealing with, you know, this in this particular way in the lights of combat. Now, if any noise that I'm not expecting, it bothers me or it'll catch me off guard. And it actually brings me into a defensive mode. You know, thank God that it hadn't led to anybody ever being hurt or me doing anything out of the ordinary. However, it instantly puts me into that state. And so people, you struggle with PTSD and you handle it in different fashions. I mean, some people turn to alcohol, some people turn to drugs, some, you know, turn to overeating. They just find all kind of ways to try to suppress that as much as they possibly can. How the doctor actually picked up on it with me, I was sitting in a doctor's office, and the clock was behind me, but the ticking, she could see it really annoyed me, and it continued, and then a door slammed, and she seen my reaction. So they began to do further studies and realized that I had it pretty bad. But, you know, the good thing about it is when you are walking with God, because after reading my file and knowing my military background, she said, with a man as with PTSD as bad as you have, yet you remain so calm, I know that there is something different about you in your life than there is about others. And would you be willing to help others? And of course I will, because I know that it's through the grace of God that I'm able to function as normal could be for me in today's society.
So you're saying that you had, of course, there's a clinical solution, the clinical treatment.
Yes.
But what I'm hearing you say is that that helps, but there's something else that you had with you in your back pocket.
Yes.
And that can you just share again?
Absolutely.
It was so important.
Throughout my entire time in the combat zone, I went in with God, and he remained with me throughout the entire aspect. So I knew that no matter what took place, no matter what was happening, God was with me, and I was going to be safe. And my job was to touch bases with those that was around me and to make sure that they were safe too. However, I'm still a human being walking in this world and having to face the challenges that was out there. But my relationship with God, my love for God, and his love for me, more importantly, kept me safe and brought me through it. And even when I struggle from time to time today, it's my love and my relationship with God that helps.
So precious, your relationship with God, the reality of healing, wholeness that you have experienced and are still living through. You're living proof of the difference that Christ can make in the life of a person with full-blown PTSD. And it's obvious that you haven't given us even a fraction of the depth of what it is that you've gone through. But what about somebody who has tried to quell that gnawing pain or that exploding pain with alcohol or overeating or drugs? How can someone in that place, well, maybe I should say, is there a hope from God for a person like that who's gone and found their comfort elsewhere and they're beginning to see the effects that aren't that positive? Can that person find the Lord too?
Danny, I always go back to Revelation 3:20, and yes, that person can, because the only thing they have to do is cry out and want a relationship with God. And trust me, he will enter and he will begin to heal and mold and shape them back into a whole person again. And so that's the thing that continued to better me. That is the thing that I work closely with military families and military personnel as deploying. And we have these conversations in small groups, you know, about what you know, how to actually deal with situations and circumstances that come about because of battles, and how they can help or hurt the family. And it always relate back to the principles, biblical principles that God himself has set up. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. And no matter what earthly things that we go through, and I'm a living proof of it, living witness to it, that God can heal. I never took medication for this situation, and it was offered to me. But I know it wouldn't leave me in the right state of mind. And I believe that in order for God to really touch me deep, I needed to be in that state of mind. And so it's always it's a continual healing process. Every day is a new day, but God continues to show up and he can help anybody else who absolutely want it. It doesn't take a lot just to say, Lord, I love you and I want to be free.
And this is a real solid example. I mean, you're processing it like everyone else. Now, at the same time, somebody who needs medication and there's help in that medication, would you say that God can even use that too?
Absolutely, because again, God gave each and every one of us the ability and to be successful. So for the people who created that medication, it was done through the work of God. And if that's what's needed in order to help them, I was just fortunate enough mm-hmm. that I did not need that. Mm-hmm. But if that's what's needed, God can still use that medication and those doctors and whatever other means that will help them to be a better person and to get past this.
I think sometimes it's just soothing to hear someone say it's okay.
It is okay.
You know, to need help, to, you know, need some prescribed medication based on the diagnosis from the professional to help facilitate a greater level of normalcy in life. Now, you have a unique platform because, you know, Martin and I, we live civilian life. You know, you're a warrior. You go, you fight, you lead warriors in the battlefield. We are beneficiaries. We receive the blessing and the opportunities that come from the freedom that you fight for. And that's why with this unique platform, I think through a program like this, you know, our heart, and we've talked off the air many, many times and prayed together a lot about how can we reach, how can we have Christ minister to more people, more than just placating, you know, tough situations with just nice saying words, but in a more practical way. And how can the church, Christ's body, be activated in strategically doing that? Now, there are Christians that go to different churches. I mean, people with military backgrounds that go to different churches. But how can the church, filled with many civilians, be realigned to better be equipped to reach many? We have such a huge military population in Hawaii alone, much less in different parts of the United States and even in the world. But how can the church, when we come back from our break, Carlos Cambry, retired Master Sergeant from the U.S. Army, is going to share some of his thoughts, some of his insights on how we can be real practical about doing those things. There's a need for a mobilization. There's a need for training. There's a need, maybe just a need for an open heart to be aware that, hey, not only do we need to do something, but we can. We can do something to help. And you might say, well, it seems so overwhelming. Well, it's better to start by just taking a first step. See where God leads after that. Many of us, and perhaps many churches, maybe your church, hasn't even taken that first step. And maybe that's all you're being asked to do. Maybe that's all God wants you to do right now. Take that first step. We'll talk about that first step, what it could be. But then we'll see what God will lead to after that. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The power of thank you. A word of gratitude, a word that expresses appreciation can be a very powerful thing. It can be a transformational thing, and I think it can be a Christ-like attribute that the Lord would like for us to have as a characteristic of our daily lives. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and our featured guest today, who has often been a co-host on my show, dear friend Carlos Cambry. Carlos is a retired master sergeant from the United States Army. He's a combat veteran, been in the combat zone many, many times, leading his troops. And the Lord has used him in great ways to influence people, even in times of the storms of battle, and even in the transition back to everyday civilian life. It's one of those things, Martin, as I think about it, you know, we can try to empathize, or we can try to sympathize. We can hardly empathize because we haven't been there. We haven't gone there. We haven't lived through it. But you, Carlos, you have lived through it. As you listen to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you might be interested in finding out more about this program, hearing the whole thing, hearing it in its entirety. You can certainly do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our programs are downloadable. And go ahead and access that. Listen to it. Let the Lord minister to you. But pass it on. Pass it on to someone else that you think will really appreciate it, would really need it. Thegoodlifehawaii.org. Carlos, we talk about gratitude. Martin, you had something relating to that.
You know, earlier in the show, you talked about bringing the military body and the civilian bodies together, mm-hmm. in some better way than it is now. Not this bad, but it can be better. Maybe you can. I, at this moment, by the powers vested in me through Danny Yamashiro, which is like nothing, I now pronounce you guru of the unification of the military and civilian bodies here in the state of Hawaii. What would it look like, Carlos, if this works? And, you know, I know you have a vision, an idea, what it's going to, how it fleshes out. Maybe you can share that so we know where we're going. And if you have any ideas on where we might start, the body of Christ, what can we do to support our brothers and sisters of the military?
Good question. You know, actually, this radio show is actually one of the things that is being done. I've had many of folks to connect with me because they actually seen my write-up or heard the radio show, and so they would connect with me through that manner. So something is being done. It may not be huge in some sense, but for those that connect, it's very big because they wouldn't know where to go. Another thing that we do at a local body that I attend, there is actually a military table. Mm-hmm. And so when military families come, there's somewhere where they can go and connect with other military families. The one thing that my wife and I attempt to do all the time, and we even have it in our small group setting, is we didn't, even though we primarily military, we didn't leave it just military. We wanted civilians. So we actually have other civilian families that actually attend. And it's a good thing because it balances out the discussion, the conversations. They get to learn a lot more about the military and understand. And at the same time, we have military families that at some point have to transition back into the community. So it's nothing new with it because they're not just isolated around sole military families. And I think that's one of the biggest things that could be done is to find a way to get the two together by, first of all, bringing them into one central location and then begin to build the relationships and encourage that relationships are built between the two bodies.
When we use the term military, it's a role, it's a title.
Yes.
But isn't it a lifestyle, really? It's a lifestyle that you're bringing a different type of connection. So like this desk you're talking about, it's just a matter of being able to see each other not as titles, as, okay, I'm military, you're civilian, but as people.
Exactly.
And having probably the same types of struggles.
Absolutely.
In a different way.
Just in a different way. You're absolutely right. And that tends to happen a lot. The military has its own language that it speaks, which also makes it difficult for people who may be dealing with PTSD to communicate, because when we speak, we mostly speak in acronyms. And if they got to spend most of their time explaining the acronyms, that's a part of the problem. Then they get frustrated and don't want to talk to you anymore. Mm-hmm. So understanding their language and also showing them that there are things in the community that's equivalent and there to help them. Because for the most part, in all honesty, and I always tell it to anybody, on every military base, there's enough life support that they don't have to leave the base if they don't want to. They have commissary, which is the grocery stores. They have regular stores. They have church. You know, everything that they need is right there on the base. They don't really have to leave the base. But the walls have to come down because I don't believe it was designed to be that way. People in the military come from the community. And when military life is over with, we have to merge back into the community. And that is something crucially important that we begin to do before that time. Because if not, we struggle really bad with who we are and where we belong at that moment. So it's been a great help for me. When I first came here to Hawaii, a local body really accepted my family and I in. Throughout my combat time, that body of believers was there with my family. My family really wasn't a part of the military family support group. It was that local body of believers that took care of them, that was always there, that kept in contact with me, that made a significant difference. And if it worked for me, I know it can work for others.
See, there is something that happened. Again, you experienced it. It was part of, you benefited from a church embracing your family. Church family being your family, taking care of your family, supporting your family. Now, I've seen you in action. I've seen you in church action. You're very proactive, and that's why maybe God is putting you on the radio, because you're an example. You know, you don't wait. I mean, I've seen you at church, I've seen you with the booth, I've seen you there, and most every time I see you there, you're talking to somebody, and I automatically assume, and I think I'm probably correct, most of the time it's somebody who is part of the military, and they look young, they're in shape. You know, I can just by the looks of it, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to, or you feel called to do. But it gets me to wonder, how many churches are actually doing that? Do we realize that we have an opportunity to reach into the lives of people in need? Are we doing anything about it? You're doing it. Instead of even going, we kind of have a sense more about the why we're doing it, why you're doing it. But what about how do you do it? You know, I mean, how would a church, let's say a church of between 200 or 500 people, how would a church that size, I just threw out that number, do something proactive, distinct, to reach people in need that are connected with the military?
It's a tag team action, Danny. I believe that they should and need to connect with others that are connected with the military and let it be a tag team action. Because again, from the military's community, the moment they seem to believe you don't understand their frustrations and their headaches, mm-hmm. you're going to walk away and they don't really want to talk to you anymore because you don't know my struggles. Mm-hmm. But if it's a tag team action with folks that live that life and folks that want to help those that live that life, it becomes a totally different involvement, because you got somebody who been there and done that, and you got somebody who want to help those, and they begin to really mesh, and you begin to find out that the struggles that are on base are also in the communities, but mm-hmm. there are ways to survive. There are ways to get past those things. And we all serve the same God, mm-hmm. and it's all for the same purpose.
So there's what we're talking to is there's somebody that's in the military that's in a church.
Yes.
And that would be the touch point,
right there. Absolutely.
The others who are civilians can be supportive of that or those individuals. But the collaboration, the partnership comes with them coming together, because that's a relatability.
Yes.
The real validation of understanding that takes place. So we're talking about integrating the two. And in doing that, a capacity is enlarged in a local church. And again, I said those numbers just there. I just threw them out arbitrarily. It could be a church of 50 that has two or three or more couples that are or singles that are in the military. And that can happen there. So it's not church size, then you're qualified. It's whatever you are. But strategically thinking how those two can be put together. And maybe, Carlos, as we move along, you can send out a charge to someone who is in the military, who's, could it be even somebody who's been retired for quite a long time?
Yes.
And they would qualify of being that representative to team up with others to set something up. Maybe as you're listening, the Lord will just kind of slow drip this idea and percolate down from your mind into your very heart. And then you realize, oh, I can do that. Maybe that's me. I've been praying about a ministry. I've been praying about some way. Maybe as you're listening to Carlos Cambry speak, there is such a resonance in your heart that it's beginning to echo with a throb of your heartbeat, because it's like, yeah, that is something I would want to do, and I can do it. And I know other people that we can just kind of rally together and create an outpost of outreach that is specially set up for our dear brothers and sisters in the military. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Carlos Cambry. That's the one thing I love about talking with Carlos. You know, when you talk with deep people, and it says, there's a saying that still waters run deep. When you look at him, when you see him, he's a calm man. You wouldn't even know that he's been in combat, really, just from the look of him. But he's got some depth. So I want to tap into that depth, because there's so much more. In fact, so much more that one show can't contain it. One show, we're gonna bubble over. But that's why he's my co-host. We need Amir a lot. Because if you're in the military, you're resonating with him. And God is ministering to you. Sometimes we go from place to place, even when we talk. We jump around a little bit, but God, he puts it all together in a deeply woven, beautiful tapestry that involves your life. When we come back from our break, We'll talk about more. And bless you in Jesus' name. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
How do you go from military life to civilian life? How do you retire? How do you go through transitions in life? We all go through transitions from time to time in our life. Perhaps you're going through a transition of some kind today, and it's always helpful to hear somebody who is himself going through a transition and them sharing their story and us being able to listen in and say, oh, okay, I can connect with that point. Sometimes just connecting, maybe not with the whole thing, but maybe just one or two things, two points that elevates us in the way we see our current situation and our ability to be able to work it out. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Martin Arinaga, and another one of my co-hosts, Carlos Cambry, retired Master Sergeant from the United States Army, who is also our featured guest today. Welcome back to our show. To find out more, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can hear the whole show in its entirety. If you're just tuning in right now, you can download the show and you can pass it to someone else. This is one of those shows where, you know, it's going to connect with a whole lot of people, but it connects in ways that are so unique because it's military focused and military experience focused. We're not talking theories. Carlos Cambry is talking about gut level, life on life stuff.
Right before the break, Carlos, you were talking about in your heart, you're wanting to get the churches into the life of the military and vice versa. And, you know, I'm wondering, because we can come up with programs, we can, like this desk you talked about, we can do all these different things, but, you know, we can also, it comes down to the personal level, doesn't it? It's like Christ, he stood in front of the synagogues and he preached, and he did. But in the end, though, wasn't it one by one, one heart at a time? So what I'm going with this is, here we are, you're here, I'm here, there are listeners out there, one person. What can this one person do to connect, to be able to support someone else that is in Christ with what little we have. Can you just share maybe from in Christ's body, if a church is wanting to do this, where do we start? What is an underlying principle of where to begin and what to focus on and what's going to work?
Yeah, I would say one of the first things they should do is seek out military folks, whether they are currently on status or retired, and that's in their church that has the heart and the will to want to do, want to connect with the military. And then you take another person from the church that's non-military that has the heart and the will to want to do the same, and you mesh the two together, and you let it be a teamwork effort, because then they're getting both sides. They're getting someone who understands them, and they're giving someone who's welcoming them back into a community where they already came out of. You know, and I look at that fact because when Jesus walked the face of the earth, he took those that walked closely with him, and he sent them out to connect those that was far away from him. And that's how he began to build his church. It's not about gift giving. It's not about a big program. The gift was given. Jesus was our gift. So the gift was given. So you take two people from two different worlds that have one heart and one mind. You mesh them together, and you have them to go and connect and bring those people back home.
I love it, man. I love the simplicity of it. Breaking it down, just two people. And the way that, the seed of two people coming together with this cause and what the Lord can do through that. Yeah. Let's talk about transitions. Mm-hmm. Transitions from a career in the military to civilian life. Take us there. What's it like?
You know, I often tell people that my toughest challenge today was getting dressed every day. Because I come from a life where I knew what I was wearing at all times.
Wow.
I had my shoes, I had my pants, my shirt, I had my jewelry called dog tags. To now I have to stand in my closet and look and say, does this go? And I'll have to wake my wife up and say, honey, does this match? Does this go? So that's been probably my most difficult challenge of everything else in civilian life is, what do I wear on a daily basis? The other thing, though, is it's been great. To my youngest son is actually graduating high school this year. So to actually be a part of that on a daily basis, physically there, has been such a blessing for me. Just to experience that and share time with him. And to be there for my wife, who actually, took care of the family throughout all of my travels and stuff I had to do in the military. She was the rock that kept us going. And so to actually be there with her and to be there for her, it's just been tremendous. So, I laugh in the morning when it's time to get dressed.
But somehow I'm thinking there are probably others who have walked in your shoes.
Absolutely.
That are chuckling along with it. And, Martin, we don't even think about that.
Just for the record, you did a good job. You're looking good today, Carlos.
Thanks. It was all to my wife.
Thank you, Vanessa. All matched. Looking sharp. You always look sharp to
me.
Thank
you. Now,
you're also in real estate.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
We have been blessed, my wife and I, to actually be in the phase of birthing our own real estate company in a down economy. And when a lot of people are shying away, moving away from the real estate industry, we dive straight in. And our business have been growing tremendously. And I know it's all because of God, because it's nothing that we do. But he says, son, you remain obedient to me, and I'll take care of the rest. We have to do our part. And our part was we started into the real estate industry. We connect with people. We build relationships with people. And God has just been showing his hand as we continuously get new business, unsolicited business. We get it. You know, we get folks that they'll call and say, "Hey, I seen you. I googled you, and I seen that you're part of this radio show, and I see what your background is about, and you're also in the military. So we want to do business with you because you have a solid foundation that you stand upon." And so I would tell anybody that when you trust in God, when you believe in God, when you're obedient to God, there's nothing that he won't hold back from you.
Somebody listening is maybe thinking, "Man, I like that guy. I like that guy, Carlos. I like the way he talks. I like, you know, just, you know, there's that, just that friendliness. But he's true, you know, like transparent. There's a sincerity, genuine guy, you know. And but behind that, you know, I've got stuff. Maybe they have PTSD. Maybe they have other things that they're going through. And they need someone to talk to. They say, how can I connect with them? Carlos, how can somebody connect with you?"
Well, you know, if you Google me, you find me all over the place. I'm connected with the radio show, and I have several different other things in my real estate world. If you need to talk, you want to connect, you can also reach me at 808-783-3919. I would be more than happy to take time out to do a one-on-one with you and just to spend some time with you and answer any questions that you may have.
Now that is, can you give the number again there, Carlos?
Area code 808-783-3919.
Now that is a unique moment. I mean, you know, sometimes people want to talk to somebody that's on the radio and, you know, you can't reach them. But you can reach Carlos and you can connect with him even by email. People have even contacted me and I've sent them to you.
Yes.
At The Good Life, you know, and I've forwarded them on to you and you followed up. He follows up. Carlos Cambry has been our guest today, retired Master Sergeant from the United States Army, realtor, still doing work with the military as a civilian, but so closely connected. And as you can hear, as you have heard, his heart is knitted forever to all the brothers and sisters of military. And, well, Martin, shall we just thank all of our dear brothers and sisters who have served and are serving. Thank you for the sacrifice that you have made. And thank you, Carlos, for being with us today. I always look forward to having you with us and look forward to having you back again because in some ways we just touched the surface.
We did.
Let's go even further along. In the next few days, you're going to hear other stories from special guests that are going to elevate and enrich your life. Like this one has been with Carlos Cambry. This is the perfect time to share Christ's love with someone. I encourage you to do so. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we don't give up." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Carlos Cambry. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, my co-host, Martin Arinaga, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.